Well, thank you very much, Barbara, and thank you all for coming on the last day of the conference at a very early morning. We certainly appreciate that. And I'm so honored and pleased that I have this opportunity to share my research finding with you. And again, the topic of my presentation today is cervical cancer screening among Chinese worksite employees. And then in particular, I'm going to focus on what are the source of health information and also greatest influencers to screening decisions. And this is a collaboration between University of Georgia and then one of the major teaching hospitals in Taiwan, as well as several worksite places in Taiwan. And I have nothing to discuss, but I do want to apologize that I have to leave right afterwards to catch up the plan. And so just to give you a brief background information about the topic, there has been a lot of scientific evidence demonstrate the effectiveness of age-appropriate and gender-specific preventive services in optimizing health, in particular such as vaccination for influenza and pneumonia, as well as cancer screenings, for example, for breast cancer and colorectal cancer. However, still we have our epidemiological data show disparities in preventive health services utilizations, and so there's overall very low rates for cancer screening among older adults, and in particular among older preventive health services, colorectal cancer is sort of the lowest utilization category. In addition, there's significant cancer burden among Asians. There's disproportional higher cancer mobility and mortality. And also the cancer screening rate tends to be among the lowest category among Asians. So we do see an urgent need for developing effective communication to reach this population. So really the purpose of this study is try to find out what could be the effective communication channels and what are some of the culturally relevant intervention strategies we might be able to come up with. So that's the purpose, try to describe the screening practice. And you'll be among the age 40 and above among the Chinese worksite employees. So at the end of this session, hopefully, you'll be able to describe cancer screening communication practice among middle-aged Chinese worksite employees and know those two things. And the study sample was recruited from 10 different worksites in Taiwan, and this is part of a larger cancer screening trial, and we just analyzed the baseline data. And for the new two main research questions, we asked participants about what do you usually obtain health information, and I'll show you the category just in a minute. And also for the greatest influencers, we asked about besides doctor, and we want to ask besides doctor because doctor does play a significant role among Asian communities, and we want to get enough variance for this question. So we asked besides doctor who has the greatest influence on your screening decision. And here's a brief demographic background, and we can see that about almost 90% of the participants think that their health status is good or excellent. And this may be due to some of the sort of healthy worker effect because they are all working employees. And a little bit more females than males. This also is a very highly educated group. Over half of the participants has a college education level or higher. However, when we look at cancer screenings, only about 11% of this worksite employees says that they have ever had a cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening of any type. And this low rate is similar to the Asian Americans in the U.S. And if we further break down those who ever had gone through a colorectal cancer screening, and that's the different types of colorectal cancer screening they have received, and the distribution is somewhat different than those in the U.S. And this is about their routine health checkup because that can give us some cues about how do they normally use preventive health services. And we can see that really only a third of the people saying they routinely go to their health checkup. And this is really worrisome because considering the universal coverage healthcare in Taiwan, this rate is really very low. And if we look at when they go to see doctor, if doctor ever talk about cancer screenings during their conversation, really less than 10% of doctors says, well, 10% of the participants says the doctor has communicated cancer screening issues with them. So this is really a thing that worths our attention. And also when we ask about their perceived cancer risk, about half of those says they have the same risk with others similar to them. But almost the other 45% think they have even lower risk. And you may think this is not a big deal, but think about if we look at their cancer family history, almost half of those participants says that they have someone in their family who have cancer, then this really, this cancer perceived risk is, in my opinion, is really a little bit optimistic. And so when we ask about what's the major health information sources, about 80% of those middle-aged worksite employees says that they got their health information from newspaper or magazine. And I don't know what you think about this, but really the health information you got from newspaper or magazine is not that credible. And if you ever get some health information, it may be some of the health information may be distorted or exaggerated or highlighted by specific cases, not give you the whole picture. And then so the information followed by TV and radio. And then again, think about what kind of health information you can get from TV. You don't necessarily go out and actively look for health information on TV. You just receive some information during the advertisement break, and then most of the information are provided by pharmaceutical companies introducing new drug and prescription type of thing. And about 50% says that they get health information from health providers. And this is good and bad because we do have half of the people getting health information from providers. But again, think about how often do they see the provider. Only a third saying they see doctors regularly, and that may be once or twice a year. And then even they see doctor, only less than 10% communicate cancer screening. So really, they are really getting nothing. And then followed by family members. But think about where do these family members get health information. So again, really, there's not much communications about preventive health services utilization. And so when we look about the greatest influencers on screen decision, and I think this is very interesting, children appears to be playing a major role, and this is the same thing for men and women, but we can see that men weighted children higher than women, and then followed by siblings, spouse, and parents. And the percentage I have here for the women is somewhat off. The sibling is 16.7, and for spouse is actually 13.2, and then for parents is actually 10.4. So we do see that family members is important for Chinese population, and in particular children can be potentially a good change agent for health communication. So what I'd like to share with you is just, you know, a few quotes from the participants saying the importance of significant others. And this is from the open-ended question and some focus group results. So we have one participant says, I think it's a very powerful thing to have my daughter say, do this for me, and I want you to be around. So their parents may be doing this, not necessarily for themselves, but thinking about their family members. And another participant also says, children's encouragement are important to us. If adult children can accompany parents to screening or other preventive services, then we will feel much more comfortable and encouraged. And similarly, spouse can have certain influence as well. And here are some simple health communication messages I also like to share with you. And it's again developed from the open end Zen focus group. It's important to be there for your family and be able to enjoy your retirement years, not being crippled by anything that's somewhat preventable. So this is again highlighting the importance of a family. Whatever it is, I want it to be called early. I want to make sure I'm around for my mom and dad when they are not able to take care of themselves. So this sort of highlight the importance of doing this also, not for your children, but also for your parents as well. And the last one I think is important too. Having no symptom does not mean having no disease. Early detection can save your life. And this is, there's just lack of norm on prevention. And in Chinese culture or Asian culture, people don't go to see doctor unless you think something's wrong or you really feel, you know, you have certain symptoms. So I think putting this message out there is also very important. So briefly catch up, the cancer screenings were severely underutilized despite universal coverage among this population. And from the results, we see the promise of using adult children as a potential agent. So what I'd like to get your comments or input is from based upon the results, what's the implication on potential effective channels for health communication? And what are some ways to use promising change agents for health communication and with potential effective channels? So if you have any thoughts or comments, I guess we can have 1 or 2 minutes to fill those questions or comments.
Does anyone have a question or a comment?
Yes, just the based on that data, do you think it's a good target audience to aim a health promotion campaign at children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
certainly. I think children does play a significant role among the Asian families, and I believe that could be a similar cases for among Latino as well. They are very family oriented, and particularly I think in the U.S. for the Asian community, the older adults may be the one who don't know the language, and they may need actually rely more heavily for their children who can speak English. Yes. You mean the for the different types of colorectal cancer screening utilization?
Or did you do it, yeah, either that, so it was only for colorectal, you didn't explore other diseases like cervical cancer?
Yeah, we do have those questions, but I'm just showing you this. But I can say that there was a little bit higher proportion of colorectal for colonoscopy for this population, and that's part of the practice norm among the doctors in Taiwan. They think that's a gold standard, so they rather prescribe colonoscopy rather than the fecal occult blood test, which is just check your stool. But in the U.S., I know there's a higher proportion of the FOBT tests, and is probably about the same proportion as the colonoscopy. And I think that's partly because of the insurance coverage and things like that. So there's a little bit different culture. But the overall low colorectal cancer screening rate is similar for the Chinese population and also the Asian American over here. Well, thank you very much. You have my contact information. So if you want to send me more comments or you'd like to keep in touch, please feel free to do so. Thanks. And I have
thank
to wrap.
You.